This is another Theater of the Mind podcast, and we're here to talk about what happened and how you guys are feeling about it.
It was the last day of school.
We arrived at Six Flags. Someone's pass wasn't working. It was Janai's pass that wasn't working at first because her phone was off. Oh,
yeah. It was mine.
Remember? No, it was hers. Yeah, and then, you know, everything was cool and humbled.
No. In the water park, and then it started raining. So we had to change, and then we went to.
No, not that. It was when
we have to be specific.
We saw the Ferris wheel. I mean, what is that? The horse thing?
Merry-go-round.
And then we saw this boy that tried to get out her sister, and he's 16, 17.
And my sister's 11.
And he didn't care
that she was 11.
So we were walking, and they kept calling yo
to her.
And then, so we just ignored them.
No, she didn't ignore them. She was like, what?
What?
She
said, why? He said, come here. And I didn't go. I kept walking.
Okay, so basically, we went to the water park. We went in.
For a good 3 hours.
And then it started pouring.
Not me. I was there for like 10 minutes.
And then, right, so it started raining. It started raining a little bit. It started thundering and stuff. So we went to, what was it, JB's?
No, wait. They stopped the water slide and the pool. So we had to leave, so we had to change, and then we were on the way to JB's, and then we see the boys again, and then they kept staring, so July said something about it.
I was like, what the fuck are you staring at, like?
Yeah,
like,
and then they came up to us.
They were just sitting in the chairs.
Yeah. I got it on video. Do you guys want to hear the audio?
Wait, they came up to us, and then they sat right next to us with a chair, so they started making conversation, and then out of nowhere, they just started getting disrespectful as hell, and then one of them threw a ketchup bottle at my head.
Hold on.
What the fuck? You wanna be in the video?
Some shit. Oh, let me get to the part where
he's... Oh my god, I have like...
Is it true you want to be ready for this? Why are you trying to get out of resistance? That's you with 11.
Yeah, that basically what happened. And then... They threw a ketchup bottle. So, she threw a ketchup bottle. She ran out the thing, started arguing with them, and they ran. And...
They came back.
What happened? Older guys trying to hit on 11.
No, they were 16.
So they were 16, 17, 15.
But she brought, they brought up the fact that he was fucking with an 11-year-old.
And he didn't care.
And he was trying to.
No, he got mad about it because then,
yeah, he because we exposed
him. We exposed him in front of everybody.
Yeah, everyone was clapping.
Everybody.
When we came in the restaurant. Yeah.
And then they came back in the restaurant and started arguing with us again. So we all went outside and started arguing with them, and he just left.
He squared up on me. So I was like, you want to square up? Like, I put up my pants. He put up his pants, and he walked away. Then
he told us to go outside.
He told us to leave the park. So what we did, we left the park, and
he was on his phone calling people.
He wasn't even on the phone.
It was on a call log.
And we left the park.
They were the first ones to leave.
He was the first one to leave. And then
the other kid, my mom was in back of them when we were leaving.
The black one.
Yeah.
The one that was sitting down.
The one with the drawers on his head. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically what happened. And then we just started posting on our Instagram.
A lot. I think he posted two. I think he posted two.
He said, ask me if I give a fuck. That's all he said.
Guys knew who they were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are these kids?
His name is Chris. I don't know about the other two because, like, we don't know. We hung out with Chris once because of a boy we was with.
Yeah.
And how you feel about that?
Disgusted.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Like, why are you, like, over here trying to get a little girl's, like, you can't get someone your age or something?
Literally.
Like, what? That's mad disgusting, bro. Like, she's a whole child. She don't have the mind for a 16-year-old. Like, what is going on?
So how old is everyone around the table for the folks who are listening to this and don't know you?
15. I'm 15.
Yeah. So you're all at the same age, 15.
Yeah.
Right? Two of us is turning 16 in, like,
September.
Two months.
So that idea of being online has been coming up a lot tonight. So how is it being online for you guys?
Online?
Instagram, social media, all that stuff. It seems like it's a big part of your guys' life.
Yeah, it's like seeing someone's life through your screen.
How do you feel that affects how you think about their life?
I mean, it's also double-sided because you never know what's actually going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't actually see the full life. We just see the little moments that they capture.
Yeah.
So why'd you track down this guy's Instagram?
Because he's really weird for trying to get at a little girl. So we wanted to like find him to like confront him about it. Because like, why are you doing that?
We wanted to like see if it was actually him.
So yeah, I asked my cousin, and I guess that she knew him because one of the boys that was with him went to her school. So, yeah, that's how she knows him, by that boy. So, yeah, she sent me his Instagram, and, you know, I was doing some digging and all that.
What else can you guys tell me about Holyoke High School? I know the other group was talking a little bit about how it's hard to be vulnerable at that school.
There's a lot of drama. You get picked on for, like, the littlest things.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of rumors get spread around.
Rumors. The other group mentioned rumors, too. Like, what happens?
People are just starting stuff for no reason. Just, like, random.
They're just bored.
Yeah.
So. Like, someone's talking to someone else's boyfriend or whatever, and they fight at school. Like, they can't find any other place to fight.
Yeah, it's always over boys, too.
And do you all hang out when you're not here?
Sometimes. I hang out with them, like, once a week.
And what about everyone else?
Well, I mean, we all still hang out with each other, but, like...
Wait, no, I think I'm going to see them Friday, too, and...
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Saturday, right? We're going to Flags.
And maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, once at the mall, too.
What's the atmosphere like at Holyoke High?
It's like, it's not bad, it's but not, it's not good.
It's not bad. You just got to watch who your friends are.
Yep.
Because one day you could be friends with someone, and then wake up, there's rumors about you, and, like, it's coming from your friend.
We learn from experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was this one point, right? She was asking me how her shirt smelled, and I said it smelled weird.
It was the print.
Yeah, like, it was the print of the shirt. It smelled like, I don't know how to explain it. You know how when you wash your shirt, and then sometimes you can still smell it on the design?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. But it wasn't bad. And then the girl's, like, over here telling her friend that she stunk.
She thought I knew because I was like not talking to her that day, and she texted me and she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking about you." Da da da. So I was like, I stopped being friends with her, and then she had a boyfriend, and they just started like being weird. Like you see them in the hallway, she wouldn't even say hi to you. Like it would be like that.
I told her something about it because she texted me that I was being distant with her. But the thing is, how are you gonna like over here ghost us if we're the one who put you on with that boy? Like what? And then I told her about it, and then. She got mad about it, so we started arguing about it, and then she blocked me. So I was like, okay. And then her other two friends we were friends with, well, she was mutuals with them. I was friends with them. They started acting weird, too. They stopped talking to me because of her. What does that have to do with anything? We could still be friends or not, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just didn't talk. And then there was one incident. It was the Christmas vacation. We got into it. She started posting stuff and stuff like that. So we stopped being friends. And then
after we became a duo, the rest of the friend group over there just broke up.
Yeah.
And now all of us are in different friend groups. And the thing is, that was the first friend I made in Holyoke High when I first, like, moved there.
Do you guys feel like this is something that happens in all high schools, like, for people your age?
But I feel like, honestly, like, me and her, like, we've been through a lot. So it's like, if it would come to that, I feel like we could talk about it. And, like, if it's not something, like, we could fix, then... It'll happen, but, like, you know, not to jinx it, but, like...
Like, our friend group right now can just break apart out of nowhere, but, you know, you just keep it pushing, if anything.
Yeah.
But y'all can, like, still talk about it and tell each other how y'all feel about it and just become friends again and keep moving.
Pretend like nothing happened. Like, I feel like that happens at most high schools and stuff like that.
Yeah. If you guys could say something to a freshman coming into Holyoke High, what would you say to them, a young girl your age?
Like, be careful who you trust when you get in there. Don't become bestie westies with somebody really fast. Don't tell them everything.
Everything. Friends these days, they're, like, going to be your friend and then stab you in the back one day. Like, you know. And they're going to expose you with all that information.
Because you trusted them. And then
We see a lot of people who got exposed by their own friend. Yeah. It's crazy.
When you say exposed, what do you mean?
Like well. There was this one girl who made her friend take nudes of her, and her own friend exposed her.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's not a lot of room to be vulnerable at Holyoke High.
I mean, nowhere, honestly.
Like, most people from Holyoke High just, like, fake as hell.
We just stay in our own little group.
Bubble. This is why you keep your circle small.
Well, you all do have a small circle.
Yeah, like, it's like five of us, right?
Yeah, five, six.
Do you guys feel like this is, like, your solid group of friends? Like, you're going to be friends for a long time?
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
It's not promised, but, you know.
Do you feel like if something came up with you two, you'd be able to talk about it with one another?
Yeah. We talk about a lot of stuff that bothers us. Like, we'd be on the phone for, like, 3 hours talking about, like, literally. Stuff. Like, deep conversations and everything. We saw each other cry and everything. Yeah. Like,
I seen her on her low. She seen me on my, like, my low. Like, it's like.
Yeah, we seen each other on our lowest.
It's good to have people like that in your life.
Yeah. And we just met this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
We just met.
And we got so close.
All right. I think that will wrap us up for the night then. And this has been a Theater of the Mind podcast. Thank you for joining us and hope to hear from you again.